The United Nations called today for international action against a plague of piracy off the coast of Somalia that's threatening to cut aid to 1 million people. Somalia's government is also having difficulty with attacks by Muslim militants who are not only targeting government forces, but also Ugandan peacekeepers acting under the authority of the African Union. We spoke to Hassan Ba, the spokesman for the Peace and Security Department of the AU. He talked to us about some of the challenges facing peacekeepers in the country.
The countries have to deploy themselves, like Uganda has deployed its troops, and Burundi and Malawi, all they will deploy their troops, and they will take care of themselves. That means that the countries need to have the resources to deploy and take care of their troops, reimburse them their expenses, which means that if you look at the countries in Africa, most of the countries don't have that financial possibility, so that's why the African Union has been calling the international community to assist the countries, the member states that are deploying, and also the African Union itself. The challenges, and if you look at us on the ground, Somalia has been without central government for a while. If you look at the destruction of the country, how it is, so you, all these challenges, because you have to create conducive conditions, like create people to be able to have trust, to be able to come back home, and to build their houses, to enable them to have clean water, and all those challenges. It's part of the peace, because peacekeepers, you're not coming just to keep peace, but also you're coming to assist the country in terms of getting back its normalcy. So all those things are challenges that the troops are facing on the ground.